hope they don't hang you, Precious, for that sweet neck.
You're not...
Yes, Angel, I'm going to send you over. Chances are you'll get off with life. That means if you're a good girl, you'll be out in 20 years. I'll be waiting for you. If they hang you, I'll always remember you.
Humphrey Bogart as Sam Spade in the 1941 film version of The Maltese Falcon. And this and many other noir flicks, Los Angeles was not just a place, it was a player. And more than half a century on, a new kind of noir fiction has emerged from L.A. Day-to-Day's Karen Grigsby Bates spent some time with one of the city's best-known black mystery writers.
Authors like Raymond Chandler and Ross McDonald made Los Angeles famous for their dark or noir depictions of a city with many hidden corners. Paula Woods is an inheritor of that tradition. Her mystery series centers on life in a rapidly changing Los Angeles. Driving through some of the neighborhoods she writes about, Woods says she decided to place her series in contemporary L.A. for several reasons.
Well, I'm an L.A. native, so I'm always interested in my city and how it's evolving. Having seen the Watts riots in 65, having parents who could tell me about the Zoot Suit riots in the 40s, and so to have seen 92 and the Rodney King riots felt like an interesting point to me at which to write contemporary L.A. history.
Although her central character, Detective Charlotte Justice, is not an outsider in the lone private eye mode, she is, Wood says, an outsider nonetheless.
She's female in a department that's mostly male. She is in her 30s, where most of her colleagues are in their 50s or 60s or older, and she's black, and they're not.
Paula Woods made Charlotte Justice an outsider intentionally. Woods says she'd always felt something was missing from decades of mystery writing.
The thing about noir tradition that always annoyed me was that people of color were largely absent.
Race played the role of stereotype, if it was on stage at all. Paula Woods.
It was the kind of thing that did not really get addressed, I don't think, until probably Walter Mosley started writing about L.A. In the early 90s with Devil in a Blue Dress and the E.Z. Rollins series.
Mosley and the writers who followed him spawned a new tradition. These writers were noir both in genre and ethnicity, and they were looking at aspects of Los Angeles that had long remained hidden, if not overlooked. Woods lists a few of them.
Now, there are a number of noir writers. Walter Mosley, Garth Haywood, my own work, Gary Phillips.
These writers explore the explosive energies released when the tectonic plates of race, class, and ethnicity shift in Los Angeles. Paula Wood's latest book, Dirty Laundry, centers on the murder of a young Korean-American woman, a campaign staff member for L.A.'s first serious Latino mayoral candidate. The people are fictional, but the tensions between ethnic communities struggling to live together are very real. Still, Woods manages to pick out common threads. In one scene, she writes about a group of Korean women gathering to make kimchi, pickled cabbage found in most Korean households.
It reminded me of times that, you know, my parents, or my mother and my grandmother and maybe aunts are preparing Christmas dinner, and they're sitting in the kitchen snapping green beans, or they're doing something else. And it seemed like such a universal thing that women do.
So the kimchi party appears in Dirty Laundry, as does another gathering, in Taylor's Steakhouse, a bastion of 50s California. Woods and I push open the heavy doors for a quick lunch. Outside might be 2003, with Korean signs everywhere. Inside is 1953. The place is filled with red meat-eating white guys. A clip from Sunset Magazine circa 1953 proclaims Frank Sinatra has eaten here. Probably from the same menu. Coming out of Taylor's, the change is so abrupt, it feels as if Scotty has beamed us up several decades. Woods savors Taylor's as a continued link to L.A.'s past.
To write about this neighborhood, a good 70 years after Chandler, 60, 70 years after Chandler, really gives me like a little thrill, you know, to know that you're in the tradition of some of the great writers of mysteries.
Raymond Chandler and his noir buddies, of course, sent visitors scooting all over Hollywood and other parts of the city mentioned in their books. And it's very possible that one day a Korean shopkeeper will look up to see a tourist tentatively pushing through his door, made brave by having read Paula Woods. For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby-Bates.
And you can learn more about Paula Wood's books by visiting our website, npr.org.